Remember how we learned that before God could make animals or people, he had to make a place for them to live?
Yes.
Well, here's what he did. He planted a beautiful garden in a place called Eden, and he put man there. He told the man to take care of his Garden of Eden. There were lots of trees and plants in the Garden of Eden. God told the man he could eat the fruit from all of them except one. That tree was called the Tree of Knowledge. God said man shouldn't eat the fruit from that tree. God said if man did eat it, he would die. God named the man Adam. Adam gave all the animals their names. All the animals had companions, but Adam was all alone. Do you suppose that he was lonely?
He could play with all the animals, but they couldn't talk to him, could they? Of course not. I think he was lonely.
Rosie, what do you think?
I think Adam was lonely, Grandpa. I would be if I didn't have any people to play with. Kitty cats are nice, but they aren't like family.
Well, kids, I wasn't there with Adam, but I think he was lonely too. God saw so too, because he said it wasn't good for Adam to be alone. So God did something for Adam.
What did God do, Grandpa?
Well, boys and girls, God made Adam go fast asleep. Then, while Adam was sleeping, God opened his side and took out one of his ribs. From Adam's rib, God made another person. This person was a lot like Adam, but still very different. Adam was a boy, but the person God made from his rib was a girl. Boys and girls are still different, aren't they?
Sure they are. Boys can do lots of things girls can't do.
Oh yeah, who cooks and keeps house?
Wait a minute, kids. You know, you're both right. Boys can do things girls can't, but girls can do things boys can't. God made us that way, don't you see? He expects us to be different. He wants boys to act like boys and girls to act like girls. And he wants us to be able to tell the difference. Don't ever forget that. But let's get back to our story. When Adam woke up from his sleep, he saw the beautiful girl God had made for him. He was very, very happy. Adam called the girl Eve and took her for his wife. That was the first marriage, and it was God's doing. God meant that Adam should be the daddy and Eve should be the mommy. He told them to live together and work in the garden. God told them to have children, too, and to be a happy family. He wanted them to live together always. That was God's plan in the beginning, and that is still God's plan today. So that, boys and girls, is the story of creation. That is how God made this beautiful world that we live in.